Now onto our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Kerry O'Connor has the lead. Peter, she has 4 points. Peter Gross and Mo Rocca are tied for second. Each has 2.
All right. Oh. We flipped a coin. Mo is elected to go second. Peter, you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill-in-the-blank. Less than a week after their dramatic rescue, the 33 blanks were united for an emotional religious ceremony.
Chilean miners.
Right. Law enforcement officials in Arlington, Virginia, were investigating who fired 6 shots at the blank building on Tuesday.
Pentagon.
Right. The Philippines were hit hard this week by Meggy, the slow-moving super blank.
Typhoon.
Right. Bob Guccione, the founder of Blank magazine, died at age 79.
Penthouse man,
right.
Rest in peace.
A Georgia man was arrested for trespassing at the Miami International Airport after he was caught blanking.
Pretending to be a pilot.
No, riding the baggage claim carousel. He is my hero. Parents groups criticized a racy GQ photo spread that featured 3 of the stars of the TV show Blank.
Glee?
Yes. Prosecutors have reached a plea agreement with Steven Slater, the blank who angrily exited a plane using the emergency chute.
JetBlue flight attendant?
Yes, indeed. A man in Washington State who escaped from a police car while handcuffed is being charged with escape and with blanking.
Escape plan. Theft of handcuffs.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Well done.
Whoa.
Hey.
Wow.
That was solid.
Wow.
When Eric Mitchell Layer jumped out of the police car and ran away, he thoughtlessly took the handcuffs on his wrists with him. Police are outraged. They say they love those handcuffs and that they were special. Carl, I think Peter did really well, did he not?
He had 7 correct answers,
Peter. Oh, my gosh.
For 14 more points, Peter now has 16 points and the lead.
That's how it's done. All right.
Should have gone first.
Yeah. Mo, you're up next, fill in the blank. In their worst-case scenario, the Federal Housing Finance Agency says the total for bailing out blank and blank could reach $363 billion.
If Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Right. Congress is investigating the Wall Street Journal report showing that games like Farmville have breached user privacy on blank.
Facebook.
Right. Officials announced that the 2 American hikers still being held in blank will be tried for spying next month.
Iran.
Right. Tom Bosley, best known for his role as Howard Cunningham on the show Blank, died at age 83.
Happy days.
Right. After Florida police found a bong while searching a man's car, the man responded by saying, blank.
Because I don't smoke pot. So is it, want to take a toke?
No, he said, thanks. I've been looking for that for 7 years. After a 16-day review, Bank of America announced that it had found no problems and would begin blanking on homes again.
Foreclosing.
Right. To test a story about mathematician Archimedes, President Obama taped an episode of Blank.
Mythbusters.
Right. At the suggestion of recruiters, Columbia University Business School has issued a memo to its students about how to blank.
How to clean yourself for an interview?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Very good.
Wow.
I know. Someday they'll be billionaire hedge fund managers, but today they're just filthy, unkempt hippies. Responding to complaints from recruiters, Columbia's memo reminds students they'll do a better job at job interviews if they remember to brush their teeth and other, quote, personal hygiene basics. In the students' defense, many are just holding out till they can afford to buy someone to bathe them. Carl, how did Mo do in our quiz?
Mo had a great round. 7 correct answers, 14 more points. He now has 16 points and is tied with Peter Gross.
That's
for
amazing.
The lead.
All right.
We are so smart today. Wow, this is,
You have to only get 6 right.
So Kiri, who is...
I'm assuming you've saved all the hard ones.
Yes, Kiri was sitting pretty. She thought she had this married, but how many does she need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
Here we go, Kiri.
No
this
pressure.
Is for the game.
7 is the new 6.
Widespread protests against raising the retirement age erupted in blank this week.
France.
Right. Because of fuel pump and brake fluid problems, blank recalled 1.53 million vehicles worldwide.
Toyota.
Yes. Excitement in India over President Obama's visit next month was dampened by the announcement that he will visit blank in 2011.
Pakistan.
Right. Finally conceding that no one wants to give mouth to mouth, this week the American Heart Association officially changed its guidelines for administering blank.
CPR.
Right. At the Commonwealth Games, a 4-foot-11-inch runner was disqualified for blanking in the steeplechase.
Ducking.
No, using a flower pot as a step to get him over the hurdle. Barbara Billingsley, best known for her role as June Cleaver in the sitcom Blank, died at age 94.
Leave it to Beaver.
Right. In a new book, a retired Secret Service agent revealed that in the hours after the Kennedy assassination, he almost accidentally shot Blank.
Lyndon Johnson.
Right. California gubernatorial candidate Meg Whitman's campaign meant to send out a link to an endorsement video, but accidentally sent blank instead.
Porn?
Not quite. Oh. They sent a link to a video of a cross-dressing Japanese man playing the bass.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that. He wears garters.
The link on Twitter was supposed to go to a law enforcement association's endorsement. Instead, linked to a video of a Japanese man in a tutu, thigh-high stockings, and armbands rocking out on the bass guitar in his own bedroom.
Well, she is going to sweep the Japanese cross-dressing.
Yeah. Bass actually, it's worse than that because the Japanese transvestite is now leading Whitman by 7 points in the polls. Carl, did Carrie do well enough to win?
She needed six to tie, and she had six correct answers to tie.
So we have three winners.
Wow. Peter Gross, wow. Carrie O'Connor, wow. and Mo Rocca, a tie for this week's championship.
Yes. That's amazing.
When is the last time that such a thing has happened?
That was extraordinary.
We should split the money.
Yeah.